Here we go again. We're back on the air. It's Radio Entrepreneurs. Thank you very much to MTP Software, the leader in the sports CRM in the United States, or maybe worldwide. We never know. Our next guest, returning guest, he didn't have enough time. He has more to say. Jimmy Walker, chairman and co-founder of C-Level Clone. Welcome back, Jimmy.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about the product this time, right?
Yes.
Tell us.
The product we have is a product that this world needs, which will eliminate the shelf life of blood. It was discovered in the early 60s under a naval contract, spent through the Linde Corporation, which is a division of Union Carbine. They developed a process to extend shelf life of red cells. That's been a problem on bases and on Army and on Navy ships, et cetera, et cetera. So they took about 10 to 15 years to develop it. They developed it. For whatever reason, they never took it to the next phase, and the contract ended, the patent expired, and then we were contacted through one of the process engineers about 10 years ago about it. And then we took it on, looked at it, developed it, and we did some further research and discovered that, that was only for looking for red cells. But at the time, we've been able to, in that period of time, we've been able to extend it to not only red cells, but to platelets, to plasma, to leukocytes, to white cells. We've also discovered that we can eliminate most of the contaminants in blood, as well as introducing a new protectant that will eliminate the need to have to wash out the existing protectant out of the blood. So in all cases, what we're doing is we're, saving more lives, and we're saving hospitals and blood centers millions of dollars in recurring cost. We did a tremendous amount of research on this, and the first thing you do when you have technology like this, where do you take it? You take it to the American Red Cross. So we met with them, had a great discussion. They came back to us, and they said, look, you know, in my meeting with them, he said, you know, we know all about this technology, Jimmy, and we know it works. We've never been able to implement it. So we talked, and we said, let's put a strategic plan together to introduce this technology so we can save more lives. Primarily on the platelet side, because platelets only has a shelf life of 6 days. So with that process, we can eliminate it. So when we came to that point, I left, then we were going to meet again, and about 6 months later, we did meet. And we met in Boston, and we talked about it. And one of the things that we discovered in that period of time is that when you donate blood through the American Red Cross, at blood only has a shelf life for 42 days. Well, at day 43, they sell that blood for $500 to $1,000 a bag. So they make not millions, but billions with a B on blood that's exceeded shelf life. So when we talked to him again the second time here in Boston, we said, look, you know, with our process, you'll be able to have better control of what you sell and use for transfusions and what you want to make $500 to $1,000 a bag on. And he came back, and they just said, look, we understand that. My partner said to him, he said, look, you know, we're going to be able to save more lives. And they came back and said, well, you know, not to sound cruel, but we're really not interested in that. We're interested in the billions that we make on blood that succeeded shelf life. So with that, we just realized we were barking up the wrong tree, and we started looking at other companies to introduce the technology. And we started with a company called Haemonetics, which is a company that's what they call themselves, the billionaire, a multi-million dollar blood management company. And at the time that I met with them, they had just purchased the rights to a product called Solvex from a company called Hemeris. And what Solvex does, it increases the shelf life from 42 days to 56 days, so 14 days.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And they paid $50 million for that.
Wow.
Okay.
And it wasn't a big deal.
It wasn't FDA approved at the time. So I went to them with my technology, and they came back and they said, hey, you know, we like it, but, you know, we can't particularly go back to the board and say, hey, we got a better toothbrush here. You know, they had just made that commitment. So what we're doing now is we're talking to other companies, and we're talking to different groups. So, for example, the Mercy Ships Company, which is the Mercy Ships Group, which has ships throughout all of Africa and Central America, whereby they're all volunteers, and they all do free surgical procedures. And all the blood that gets donated through that particular, to Mercy Hospital, or Mercy Ships, excuse me, is donated to the volunteers that work on the ship. So we've talked to them and said, look, we'd like to partner with you and introduce this technology with you as the same time you do some additional research for us. So they think it's a great idea. And that's one of the first places we're going to take it. We're going to take it to them so that they don't have to worry about shelf life. And at the same time, we don't have to put the burden on the volunteers. They can take it from the locals, put it through our process, extend the shelf life, and get rid of all the contaminants that may be possible in that blood, which in those areas is very high, and be able to have stored blood on board this ship. Second place we're taking it to is a place called Zipline, which Zipline is a company that actually, is in Africa, but they deliver blood using drones throughout of all of Africa, instead of going over the terrains and so forth. So they have a hub.
Well, they don't have the transportation system
exactly,
we have here.
Right. Right. So they have a hub.
Highways or trains.
Exactly. They have a hub in the center of the country, and they have satellites throughout the country. And then they just email and text, say, I need this type of blood, I need that type of blood. They get it, they put it on a drone. In 50 minutes, that drone delivers the blood, they contact the receiving hospital. Delivers
is
the
it
blood.
Refrigerated as it's flying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
In some
refrigerated
cases,
drones.
Yep. And so what we want to do is
a
that
ice pack, I guess.
Yes, exactly. So what we want to do is introduce our technology so that now they're delivering the blood on a timely basis, but in that part of the world, 60-70% of the blood is contaminated. So with that process, we'll be able to now say that they can deliver the blood on a timely basis, but at the same time, delivered good, uncontaminated blood. So they're excited about incorporating our process with their particular process as well. You know, we're also started talking to the government itself and introducing it through the government to introduce it for the, where it really should belong. It's one of the places it belongs, is to the military. And, you know, we've talked to different congressmen and senators, as well as we're now talking to a few lobbyists as well to help push the product along because it's a game changer, you know, as far as being able to introduce this technology, because it will not only save more lives, but it will save hospitals and blood centers millions and millions of dollars, because there's no capital investment here. All they do is they license our technology, we introduce the heat transfer array to them, and then they're good to go. So case in point, there's many hospitals that have a $30 million blood management budget, and out of that, they lose a third of that because of shelf life and contaminants. So that's a $9 million deficit that we'll be able to give to them, and they can incur it as a recurring cost without any capital investment. They just license the technology to us from us. So it's a game changer. It's a David and Goliath fight. You know, there's a lot of big bio companies that we deal with. We have to, you know, we're going to be interfering with their particular process and their revenue stream and so forth. But we all know who won the fight, you know. So that's quickly what we have right now.
So are there some big hurdles you have to get over in the next year?
Yes. We've gone over quite a few hurdles to this point. We're within weeks of having the patent approved to go from a provisional to a utility patent. We are dealing with companies now that have spent millions and millions of dollars to eliminate contaminants in platelets by, you know, centrifuging it out, adding the solvent to it, and then storing it. But with that process, you just come in and just draw blood, period. You spend 20 minutes, draw the blood, add the protectant, that's already FDA approved now, not even including the new protectant we're having down the future, and then you store it. And using our heat transfer rate, will give you the capability to store that particular blood.
Interesting. We're speaking with Jimmy Walker, chairman and co-founder of Sea Level Clone. Clearly a very important medical process that you've come up with. If someone's looking for you at Sea Level Clone, how would they do that?
Go to our website, which is levelclone.com.
Great.
And my website's there, my email's on there, and we'll answer any questions you have. Be happy to talk to anybody.
Thanks for being on the show again.
Thanks
today.
Again.
My name is
Appreciate
Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories very shortly.